Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. This week, brought to you by me, presenter Ben, and down the other end of the line, my colleague, Mr. James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League. Hello, James. How are you? Welcome back.
Evening, Ben. I know. I was going to say, it's just weird to be back on in an evening as well.
Yeah. So we're recording the show this week on a Wednesday. We do have some managerial interviews coming up on this week's show as well. Those interviews recorded on Thursday and Friday this week. This week, we're hoping to be discussing FA Cup success with the managers at Stocksbridge Park Steels, Worksop Town and Clitheroe. And we're also going to be discussing the league with Ashton United and Bamba Bridge. All of that coming up in the next hour. So you've been warned. But James, where should we start? We've got loads of things to talk about. We've got the FA Cup, second qualifying round from this past week. Should say, as we're recording this show, Lancaster City are taking on Bury at Radcliffe in the second qualifying round replay. So we don't know the result of that game just yet. However, we do know some results from elsewhere in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. Some of these managers, incidentally, we'll be catching up with in a week's time. Because, well, for example, brilliant result this. Telford United 2, Chase Town 4. We had Mark Swan on the show last week, so can't really interview him this week. But what a result, James. Stunning performance from the Midlands side there at National League North opponents.
That was a great result there for Chase Town. He's got intention to promote, especially after going so far last season, just missing out. But he had to go to Telford, two divisions above. I know Telford haven't had the best starts this season, but it's still a two-division gap and obviously a big, big pot of money available for them. So great win, and they've got a good reward out of it at the same time too for the next round.
Yeah, they'll be travelling to St Ives Town on the 1st of October, and we'll catch up with Max Swan ahead of that game. But Chase Town there, fantastic result. Congratulations to them. Also, congratulations to Worksop Town. Worksop Town, a fabulous result, this one. A 2-0 win at Brackley Town. Quite a performance, that, from the East Division side, James.
That's an even bigger giant killer there. Worksop in the playoffs at the moment, but obviously it's a huge scalp in terms of Brackley Town. They've got the capability to potentially push themselves forward this year for a good run, especially in a very, very tough division like the East is this year.
Well, we caught up with Craig at the start of the month, didn't we? And at that point, they hadn't played that many games and they still are slightly behind everyone else when it comes to the league. But they're doing really well, you know, as James says, in the playoff spots at the moment. And they'll be travelling to our very own Gainsborough Trinity in the third qualifying round. Let's judge the mood now at Worksop Town following that fantastic result over Brackley in the second qualifying round. And it's a welcome back to the show now to Craig Parry. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And first, big, big, big congratulations. A stunning victory over Brackley Town in the second qualifying round last Saturday. I mean, a brilliant performance. What more could be said? I mean, how proud are you of the club and what happened last week?
Yeah, well, a great performance. Really proud of everyone connected with the club, really, from the players and the management staff to the volunteers and the chairman and everyone involved with the club. So I think it was a great day for us, playing against a side that's obviously two leagues above ourselves and a renowned, very good side. But I thought we did really well and deserved the victory, I believe, over the course of the game. So it was a good moment and a good day for us.
Now, Craig, we obviously caught up at the start of the month and I think we were talking about the first qualifying round of the FA Cup ahead of the Worcester Raiders game. And, you know, since that interview, you've had some, you know, very good league wins. You're through to the next round of the FA Trophy as well after that brilliant win over Brighouse Town. Through to the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. It's going well. I think we're safe in saying that. I mean, what's the mood at the club like at the moment?
Yeah, it's a really good place to be around. I think from top to bottom, the mood and morale in the place is really good. So, you know, we've had a good month, but in football, it's only a month. So we've just got to keep our heads down and keep working hard and keep driving forward and hopefully keep putting more results on the board.
I mean, when we talk about, you know, having to prepare for cup games, league games, trophy games, you know, to pull out a victory like that over Brackley, I mean, how much preparation went into that game to get to that point? Because, you know, you don't beat a National League North side being at step four by accident, do you? I mean, how much work's gone into the past month by all concerned?
Yeah, I think the loads have gone in by the backroom staff in way to prepare the team. I've got a record thinking, you know, he's saying that, you know, Luke, Mark and obviously Tom Holway, Wieldy, the goalie coach, they prepared the lads really, really well. You know, the preparation that we give the boys in any opposition that we do is we believe is high quality. So, you know, we're well prepared in what we're going to face. We had the Tides watch, you know, twice in that period. So, you know, the guys are well prepared. But it's not just that. It's everything that goes with it, you know, in how we do things throughout the week. And that drives the changing room and the morale inside the changing room. And then that obviously brings positive results. And like I just said there, it's a good month. Which brought up a good result. But, you know, it's football and we're on to the next games now. That's coming up.
Yeah, the next game, obviously, is the FA Trophy in the second qualifying round. A tough away trip to Prescott Cables. And then you got the midweek game against Longeaton United. And you know, they're no slouches either, are they, this year? So, I mean, what's your thoughts on the coming games with regards to the trophy in the league before we talk about the third qualifying round of the FA Cup, of course?
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head. There are two tough games coming up. I don't think there's any easy games at all this year. In our league, and obviously with Prescott, we've dealt a very extreme difficult game again away from home. But this is why we're carrying a good strong squad in 18, 19 players, where we will mix it up and get freshness in the legs and treat every game as it comes and prepare each game and hopefully try and get the best positive outcome we possibly can. And that is to be the next round of the cup and 3 points on the board.
Yeah, and ahead of the Gainsborough game, if we could just talk about that and the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. At this point, we're starting to get, you know, you can start to look over the horizon and go, well, then there's the fourth qualifying round and then it's the first round proper and you get a bit carried away, can't you? So, I mean, what's your thoughts on the Gainsborough tie next Saturday, if I can ask you that at this stage?
Yeah, another game where we're obviously going away to another side that's above where we are and a well-respected club in the level above. So, you know, we take it extremely serious. But I think it's a game that we can be competitive in and go give them a good game and a good account of ourselves. And, you know, it's a game where we're going to looking to win. And we've got to be positive and feel we can win it and feel that we can try and get into the next round. So we're not looking any further forward than that game alone. I think it'd be silly to do that. But then again, you know, it's a game that we're all looking forward to. And you know, it's going to be a good day for everyone and hopefully it can be a positive one.
And it's remarkable, isn't it? It's like I said, we did catch up at the start of the month for the Step 4 show. And here we are with the next round of crucial matches. And it's only 2 months into the season, isn't it? So, I mean, what's your thoughts on you know, generally how it's all going and you know, the pressure that everyone's under, but how good it is actually to be involved in occasions like the Prescott game this week and then, you know, the big league game midweek and then Gainsborough and then Shildon after that. I mean, these games are coming thick and fast now, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. And this is why we're in football, because we want to be in games like this. This is why we manage and obviously try to, you know, manage at a club like Worksop, because we want to be in the big games. We want to try and do well. And, you know, that's what it's about. We want to be around, you know, in games that get us all excited and that you're in something to win it, really, and capable of winning it. So we feel that, you know, we are in that moment. We feel that we've started well, the campaign so far. The games are starting to stack up just because, obviously, the win's in the cup. But that's something we've got to deal with. And, you know, we've got to keep our heads down, keep working hard, keep doing the things we do well. And hopefully, you know, it'll bring us success further down the line.
Well, Craig Parry, manager of Worksop Town, big, big congratulations for a brilliant September thus far. And best of luck this weekend and best of luck next weekend as well in the FA Cup.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you.
Craig Parry there, manager of Worksop Town, and a big congratulations to them. A fantastic result in the FA Cup. Loads of matches this weekend in the FA Trophy second qualifying round. Head over to the npl.co.uk for more information on those fixtures. But loads of NPL sides, sadly, going head-to-head this weekend. So, But just to touch upon some not-so-good results from Saturday in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup, Alverchurch 4, Harborough Town 0, Never going to mention that result again. We're also never going to mention Blyth Spartans beating Geisler by 2-0, or for that matter, Cheshunt, who beat our very own St. Neots by 3-1. Nor will we mention Chester, who beat Pontefract Coles by 2-0. But, James, we will mention Clitheroe, who beat Spennymoor Town by 2-0. Cameron Lancaster and Sefton Gonzalez there scoring in front of a very, very healthy crowd there in Lancashire on Saturday. A fantastic result, that one, James, for Clitheroe.
Yeah, indeed, so a great result there. We seem to be getting quite a few giant games. Clitheroe against a good team that everyone's got to look out for at the moment. One of them you kind of expect to be pushing for the playoffs towards the end of the season. And obviously, another Lancashire derby for him coming up in the next round for him. We've got obviously Bury or Lancaster who get through.
Yeah, just a reminder, we mentioned this earlier, but we are pre-recording the show on Wednesday. Lancaster are taking on Bury this evening in the replay. But James is correct. He's hedged his bets there by saying Clitheroe have got a big Lancashire derby ahead in the third qualifying round, that's for sure. But let's hear more now from Clitheroe ahead of that third qualifying round tie. And let's welcome back to the show now Billy Priestley, who I caught up with on Friday. Well, Billy, a big thank you for joining us and a big congratulations for that stunning 2-0 victory over Spennymoor Town last weekend. How was it?
Yeah, it was a very good day, definitely. Spennymoor turned up, but every lad played unbelievably. A whole lot of them, I couldn't fault one of them, did everything that we told them to do, and it paid off for us. It's a bit bad that John and Bernard have now had a mutual agreement and left there. They're two great blokes who have enjoyed as managers, they're great managers, so I think they'll find somewhere new, no problem. But yeah, but for us, I think it was a great game and a great result. It's going to be on to the next one now.
Yeah, sending our best to John O'Byrne. Like you say, that I'm pretty sure they'll be in another job pretty soon. Just to touch upon the great work you're doing, Billy. I mean, that's, you know, through to the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. You beat 1874 as well in the first qualifying round of the FA Trophy. Since we last spoke, you haven't played in a league game, so have you? That's the only downside at the moment. But you can't grumble, can you? You're getting this momentum now at the club, that's for sure.
No, that's it. We keep a small squad. I like to keep a small squad who's all very close and look after each other. So I try and keep it like that, and usually pays off. But when you're going a good FA Cup run like this, you're playing game week in, week out, every week. But I'm 33, and if I can do it, so can they. So it's one of them. But yeah, we'll pick up a few little injuries maybe over the next few weeks or next few months. But we're going to try and keep that squad together and try and get through these games and back on top and get them games in hand, winning the league. That's the main priority more than anything, really.
And that's on the pitch. I mean, off the pitch, you know, a crowd of over 600 there for that home game. You know, we'll talk about the FA Cup third qualifying round in a second. It's now been confirmed you'll be taking on Bury. I mean, this is where it starts to snowball a bit, doesn't it? And starts to build momentum. You as a manager have to focus on the third qualifying round, but I'm pretty sure there's people at the club and fans and the wider town now thinking, oh, we're only a couple of games off the first round here.
Definitely, yeah. It's growing every week now. The fans are coming watching. We're getting more and more. I think this game against Bury will be a massive one. I think we'll get probably one of our biggest crowds of the season, or if not of all time, I think it should be. There'll be a lot of people on, so just got to keep that going, keep growing the infrastructure of the club. Obviously, Stuart, the chairman, is doing a great job there doing all that. Everything's there. We've just got to get the fans in now, and that's our job, isn't it, really? Got to keep winning and get all them fans down, and then the club will be going places then, definitely.
I will touch upon the upcoming games you've got, but just for like you touched upon that crowd there, I mean, the distance between Bury and Clitheroe, it's only at the M66, isn't it? It's not too far. So are you expecting a pretty seismic crowd next Saturday?
Yeah, definitely. I think there'll be 1,600, 1,700 probably on. Like the Colne game, I'm going to play that. We're on Boxing Day, weren't it? And there was 1,600 on there. So if I can beat that, that'll be a very good thing. I think there should be a lot on, like you say, it's not too far down the way. It should bring a lot of fans with them, and there'll definitely be a lot of Clitheroe fans there. They were all speaking, saying they're looking forward to it. Like, I've got a lot of them on Facebook and stuff like that, and they're always messaging and saying looking forward to games and stuff. So I think we're bringing a lot along. So it should be a good game, that, definitely.
And speaking of local derbies, let's talk about this Saturday's match in the FA Trophy, an away trip to Ramsbottom United. So not too far for the away travellers to make their way there to Ramy. What's your thoughts on this game?
no big game, like you say. It's no big game. It's no chance to get us a good cup run, bring a lot more money into the club. It's a good thing for us. And Ramsbottom's another club close to my heart. I've played there and promoted with a good season playing there with John Owen Byrne as well, the manager's there for us, and loved every minute there. It's a great club with a lot of good fans and a lot of good people there, so I'm excited to play there, but still definitely going to try and win it after that for sure. We want to win more than anything, and it should be a good game. They've just lost Damien Rouse, who's a great player for them. That'll be a big knock for him, but I'd say they'll be up for it, they'll be ready for it, so it's going to be a big game, massive game.
And you touched upon before about, because I mentioned the fact you've not played a league game since we last spoke, and it doesn't look like you'll be playing a league game now till almost mid-October. So, I mean, I'm assuming you haven't looked at the league table yet, but you're not a million miles away, are you? Considering you've got games in hand. From the likes of Leake Town and Mac. So, I mean, are you hoping that when you do finally return to league matters, you could just look at the league table and go, wow, we've not gone that far away from the playoff line at all?
Hopefully, yeah. If we can do that and still be somewhere near it, that's what we want to be doing, not dropping into the mid-table and bottom half. We're only staying up near the top. But like you say, I've tried to keep the players away from all that side of it and just saying, look, it's one game at a time. We win it, we get 3 points on the board, keep the momentum going, keep everyone happy, try and keep everyone as fit as possible. And that's the main thing. We've got a good thing where we do it at Burnley College now, with top-end facilities down there. So we go down, we do a lot of training with them, strength and conditioning. We've got Stuart, the chairman's put us in the best position we can be as players to get out everything we need to win these games and keep everyone fit. And we're in a good place, definitely, as a club and as a team. We just need to keep it going, keep that momentum and not lose it. That's the main focus now.
And touching upon that, you know, that focus, and we obviously caught up a month or so ago on the Step 4 show, but it is going pretty well. We're running into the second month of the season and we're having to play these big games week in, week out. How much are you enjoying it, Billy, at Clitheroe? It comes across really well. I think you are, that's a safe bet.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Yeah, I'm loving it. The club's a great club, and all the people there, fans, the staff, everybody there is unbelievable. I've got obviously Kyle Owen now helping. It's going to get a lot easier playing joint manager with me and doing a lot of that. That took a lot of stress off me. I'm loving it, to be honest with you. It's great, yeah. It's just I want to get into that first round and get my name on my shirt. I've played in Conference North for years, but never ended up getting my name on the shirt. So I want to try and get that this year, hopefully. So I get into that first round.
No, big good luck with that regard, Billy. And just a final plug. I mean, the game, like we said earlier, I mean, I don't think it needs promoting that much. But Bury next week in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. Get yourself down to that football ground is what we're saying for next Saturday.
That's it. Yeah, definitely. I went to watch them the other day against Lancaster. Did really well. They're not a team that's going to be walked over without a doubt. So it's going to be a very tough game and a good game for the fans. I think it's going to be end to end match. So. It'll be a very entertaining game, I think. It'll be a good one.
Absolutely. Well, Billy Priestley, player manager at Clitheroe, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this week's show. Big congratulations again for that brilliant victory last week over Spennymoor. And big good luck in the FA Cup. Big good luck in the FA Trophy. Thanks. We didn't even mention the Lancashire Cup. Big good luck in that as well. Big good luck in the league. Yeah. And all the best in the coming weeks, Billy.
Yep, thanks a lot, Ben. Thank you for that.
Billy Priestley there, manager Clitheroe, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And Clitheroe taking on Ramsbottom United, as we discussed there, in the FA Trophy. Big good luck to those two sides in that Lancashire derby there in the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And a big good luck to Clitheroe in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup as they take on Lancaster or Bury, depending on what happened on Wednesday. You already know. Right, James, back to the results though from the second qualifying round from Saturday. These are the results that we definitely do know happened. Colville Town beat our very own Macclesfield. Very, very unlucky. Colville there scoring in added time. That game was heading for a replay, wasn't it, really? But commiserations to Macclesfield. Also, commiserations to FC United. They went 3-0 down after 47 minutes at Broadhurst Park against National League Northside Curzon Ashton. They did claw it back, though, and almost got a replay out of it, but it wasn't to be. So Curzon Ashton, formerly this parish, through to the next round. But a big congratulations, James, to Hanley Town, a 4-1 win over Atherston Town, and they go through to the next round.
Yeah, huge result there. So Hanley Town seems to be scoring so full in the FA Cup. I think it's like 12 or 13 at this moment in time, too. Rhys Jones with a cracking goal to get up and running after 22 minutes. Good crowd, 260 against a side who's just promoted Step 5. But, yeah, I mean, Hanley Tyne got a massive reward out of it at the same time.
Yeah, and that reward that James was hinting at, it's an away trip to Chester in the third qualifying round. So not bad at all. And obviously we heard from Cal Dickinson, manager of Hanley Town, on last week's show. So we will hear from Hanley Town ahead of that game. But congratulations to Hanley Town. Also, congratulations to Hyde United. They beat Warrington Town by 1-0, seeing themselves safely through to the next round, where they'll be hosting Darlington. That's a good result, that, for Hyde United, and continues a good season thus far for the Tigers, James.
Yeah, I mean, you take the league form for both sides into consideration for that tie as well. That's Warrington's second defeat of the season, but again, Hyde United have been getting the results, and the fact as well, with being a home tie in the next round.
Yeah, and it being a home game as well, I mean, it's going to be a big crowd there at Ewan Fields. We'll obviously hear from Nicky Spooner on next week's show ahead of that game, but big congratulations to Hyde, commiserations to Warrington Town. Liversidge, oh my goodness, they took it to a replay. Charlie were looking like they'd nailed it. They were going through to the next round, but Liversidge got a late equaliser on Saturday, taking it to a replay. But the replay, really, unfortunately for Liversidge, it's one of those classic examples of it going okay during the game and then suddenly it going very, very wrong very, very quickly. So commiserations to Liversidge. But a bit unlucky there, James. A good effort to get that replay against National League North opponents.
Yeah, I mean, plus point from the original tie, the free kick to get the replay is an outstanding one there. Paul Walker literally dying seconds of the game to get through there. But yeah, we won't mention the replay too much.
Yeah, moving along, let's touch upon Longeaton United. They too took higher league opposition to a replay, Gainsborough Trinity. But Gainsborough Trinity in the end, well, it all happened, didn't it, James? 4-2 in the end, it went to extra time. There was a sending off in there, wasn't there? Quite a tense replay there for Gainsborough Trinity and Longeaton United, but Gainsborough Trinity eventually winning 4-2.
Yeah, I mean, with Longeaton as well, they've got a good, strong team there that could cause a lot of issues later in the season. I've recruited well. That's one of them games I thought Longeaton could have caused a couple upset, but Gainsborough dig deep and got the result out of that.
So commiserations to Longeaton United, but congratulations to Gainsborough Trinity for that result there. And in the next round of the FA Cup, they'll be hosting, as we mentioned earlier, Worksop Town. Back to the results from last weekend in the second qualifying round. Newcastle Town, a 1-0 draw with Congleton Town and a late equaliser for Newcastle to force a replay. And at that point, you think it would go Newcastle's way, wouldn't you, being the higher league team? But Congleton Town, they've been good, haven't they, this season? They've beaten, is that their third NPL side?
Taken out Nantwich beforehand as well. So
Bootle, wasn't it?
Four past Nantwich. And obviously the result against Newcastle. So a little bit of a giant killer along the way. I don't think anyone's going to be wanting to play Congleton at this moment in time.
No, that's
especially
fair.
A couple like that.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So, commiserations to Newcastle Town. Congratulations to Congleton. But back to the other results from Saturday in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. Bamber Bridge beat Prescott Cables by 2-1. Commiserations to Prescott Cables. But that was a tricky game, that one, for Bamber Bridge. And they're going to be pleased that they got through, James.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Prescott, they tend to like playing the teams like Bamber Bridge. Again, 7-20 on the day for Prescott. Bamber will be happy with that result there, and I think with a draw they've got two, they'll be looking to make the fourth qualifying round for the first time in quite some time.
And in the next round of the FA Cup, next Saturday, Bamber Bridge will be hosting Buxton, formerly of this parish. And let's judge the mood now at Iron Gate. And it's a big welcome back to the show now to Mr. Jamie Milligan. Well, Jamie, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, big congratulations on that brilliant victory over Prescott Cables. A tricky game, that one, but safely through. How was it?
Yeah, it was a tough match, to be honest with you. They're a decent team. They've got a good manager. And it's a tough place to go, Prescott. I played there loads of times. I did my knee there, actually. I was out for 18 months because I did my knee there. And I just know it's a tough place to go because you're playing against Scousers and they're always up for it. They're always battling to the end. And we just had to match them. And we had that little bit more quality at the top end on the day.
Through to the next round of the FA Cup. Draw's already been made, obviously, taking on Buxton. Obviously, you played Buxton before. Without giving too much of the game plan away, Jamie, I mean, is there a difference between Buxton of the NPL versus Buxton of the National League North now, do you feel?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, obviously, Jamie's gone there now. And we all know Jay had a great run in the FA Cup with Chorley. So we're probably going to be wanting to do the same with Buxton. It's going to be a tough game. They're a good outfit. They'll be strong, they'll be physical, and they've got a good player, so we're going to have to be on it if we're going to get something out of it.
And how important is the FA Cup in the grand scheme of things for you, Jamie, as well? Because, you know, it's the third qualifying round. One more win, it's the fourth qualifying round, and then you start to think about the first round. So it starts to snowball now, I feel, when you get to this point.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone knows that at Bamber Bridge, we have the lowest budget in our league. It's simple as that. But the FA Cup, it's massive for us. Last year, we went out early doors, which was probably my fault, actually, because I changed a lot of the team about for the Runcorn Linnets game. And it just backfired and we got beat. And I've not heard the last of it from our chairman. So, it's dead important. We try and win these games and get some money back into the club.
And touching upon the league form, been a couple of 1-0s thrown in the Wickham match as well, but the 1-0 against Guy's there. I know there was a defeat, but it was only 1-0 against Stalybridge Celtic, a 1-0 draw with Marine. I mean, what's you thinking about the league form? Because it looks like you're battening down the hatches in a way in recent league games.
Yeah, definitely. It's a tight league. I don't think you can really... No one looks like they're walking away with it yet. Maybe South Shield a little bit, but... Further down, we got beat to Stalybridge. If we'd have won that game, I think we'd have gone to 7th. But we lost it and we've gone to 17th. So I think it's going to be tight. I think another month you might start to see it take a little bit more shape. But we've just got to keep trying to nick wins on the way. We'll never get away from the way we try and play. I've said from day one, I'll never do that. Just got to tighten up a little bit at the back, which we've done.
And what's your thoughts on this season, Jamie? Because obviously last season was... tremendous. I think I'm safe in using that phrase. And towards the end of the season, even though you faded off, it looked like you might get back in. I mean, it was quite incredible, really, last year. What's your thoughts on this year and what's possible at Bamber Bridge? Because, like you say, it's a tough league. It's a close league. One win and you're suddenly in mid-table. Another win, you're knocking on the door of the playoffs. So, I mean, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, you just got to put a little run, try and get little runs together. You can try and get 2, 3, 4 wins on the bounce and then you might lose, draw a couple and do the same again. You'll be there or thereabouts. It's like this season, we had a really good start and then winter time, we had a bit of a slump, which I called it anyway, I knew we would. And then when the pitches come back round again, we went 7 unbeaten towards the end of the season and we took it all the way to the last game of the season. So for a club, the resources I've got to go with, we were massively overachieving and we had some good loans along the way. We had some Rob Apter from Blackpool who was unbelievable. But it's just been a little bit tougher this season regarding the loans because a lot of these clubs have got now B teams and 23s. They're not really letting the lads go out because they need them. So it's been a little bit harder for us this season getting these loans in.
So with that regard, I mean, you still... You know, like we touched, you beat FC United, you've beaten Guiseley. So, I mean, it's been a decent start and through to the third qualifying round. So how have you managed to bridge that gap with the new loan rules and like you say, the competition to get these loan players has increased? So, how have you managed to bridge that gap the way you have?
Yeah, so listen, we have some good loans this season. I'm out there watching 23s games non-stop, just trying to get lads in on the cheap, basically, because we need that. We've brought some good lads in, signed lads as well. But we've just got to keep going. If we get a couple of injuries, then we're down to our bare bones. That's just the way it is this season at the minute because of the money we've got. But there's nothing we can do about it. We've just got to get on with it. And if we need some bodies, I'll get some young lads from mine and Trevor's academy to fill the gap.
A couple of things still remain the same, though. I mean, when we talk about the FA Cup victory, Nathan Pond and Finlay Sinclair Smith scoring in that game. When Bamber Bridge beat FC United, Nathan Pond was miles the best player on the pitch. So how important are players like that in the squad as well, Finlay Sinclair Smith and Nathan Pond, do you feel?
Yeah, Pond has been brilliant. Obviously, he's been a centre-half, centre-midfielder all his career. And we just needed something a little bit different up the top end. So... I just put Pondy up there and put Finn off him. And it's working wonders because Finn was normally on the left-hand side cutting in, but Finn's been a little bit more central now and he's getting his goals. He's more involved in the game. He's getting assists. Both of them are are working really well together. So hopefully it carries on.
Now, before the Buxton game in the FA Cup, you've obviously got two league matches this week, Belper Town and Warrington, both home matches. Both tricky in their own different ways, aren't they? I mean, what's your thoughts firstly on Belper on Saturday?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. I've had reports on them. They've been a little bit up and down like we have, but it's going to be a tough game. And Tuesday's game in Warrington, you know what Beasley's teams are about. They're hard working, play good football, and it's two games. We're at home though. We've got to be looking at picking maximum points up. Really, we have to.
And obviously with Belper, I mean, I asked you earlier about what's the difference between Buxton and the NPL. And Buxton in the National League North. But with Belper, you know, you've probably had reports from a Belper Town with Grant Black in charge, and now you've got a Belper Town with Steve Kittrick in charge. I think you've probably come across Steve Kittrick's teams in the past, but I mean, what's your thoughts on the difference there? Are you anticipating too much of a difference early doors?
When the new manager comes in, the first thing they want to do is maybe try and change a few things. And I know Steve through playing against his teams, and he's a really good bloke, he's a good manager. So he's going to have them at it, as simple as that. And when a new manager comes in, they get a little bit of a kick from the players. It's natural. It happens at every club. So we're going to need to be on it to get a result tomorrow.
And just a final push, really, to promote these two matches this week. Three matches, actually, when you think about it, because obviously the Buxton game's at home.
Yeah.
I mean, get yourself down to Irongate over the next three matches, because they're going to be, especially Buxton next week, you're going to need that crowd, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely, especially the FA Cup game. We're going to need as many as we can through the gate. And then, listen, whoever comes to watch us, it's a lovely pitch. It's a great setup we've got. We always try and play football, and there'll always be goals. I guarantee there'll always be goals there. So, yeah, we need to try and get as many as we can this week.
Well, great stuff. Well, Jamie Milligan, manager of Bamber Bridge, as I said earlier, big congratulations for making it through to the third qualifying round, and best of luck this week in this busy week that you've got coming up, and thanks for joining us.
Brilliant. Cheers, Ben.
Jamie Milligan there, manager of Bamber Bridge, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Back to the results from last weekend. Commiserations to our very own Dunstan, but good effort against Scarborough Athletic. Cracking crowd there at the Flamingoland Stadium. Over 1,100 in attendance on the North Yorkshire coast. It was a bit of a tussle, wasn't it? It went back and forth that game. So commiserations to Dunstan. Yeah. Good effort.
But what's the highlights back of that one? That had the game gone another 10 minutes, they could have easily got another two. Last 15, 20 minutes, Scarborough were on the back foot for the majority of the time. So if football was a 100-minute game, that could have been a different result completely.
Well, commiserations to Dunstan. Also, commiserations to Shildon, but congratulations to South Shields. A 5-0 victory for South Shields at the weekend. Fantastic result, that one. Could have been a tricky game in County Durham, but South Shields safely through, where they'll take on our very own Mashq United. And that's, if you look at the Premier Division league table, I know it's early doors, but that'd be first taking on fourth, just 4 points separating the two teams. So that's one to look out for next week. We might get Mark Carruthers on next week to help preview that game, I think, because that's a big game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also through to the next round, Stocksbridge Park Steels. Another upset. They beat Marine of the NPL Premier Division by 2-1. Mitchell Langton there scoring in added time to take the victory. So commiserations to Marine, but big congratulations to Stocksbridge Park Steels, James.
Yeah, winning it with a volley on the edge to the box. That's the second Premier Division side they took out this season now, but with knocking Everton out in the previous round. It shows how tough that division is.
Yeah, Stocksbridge Park Steels with a 2-1 victory over Marine in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. Let's catch up with Stocksbridge Park Steels now, and it's a big welcome back to the show to their manager. Here's Ian Richards. Well, Ian, a big thank you for joining us, and welcome to the show. And first things first, big congratulations. An excellent victory over Marine last weekend in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, it was an excellent one. We obviously have respect for Marine and what they've achieved in the FA Cup, so we had to make sure that we were at our best. We had a clear game plan. We were confident in the players. The players were confident in themselves, and they executed it brilliantly. First half was a little bit scrappy. We made sure we kept in the game, didn't give them any clear-cut chances, sort of limited their best players to hardly any chances. And then second half, we knew, we just thought we were confident in our fitness, in our quality from set pieces, in our play that we'll get chances, and we did that. And we ended up winning it in the 90th minute from a free kick and a great finish from Mitch Langton. So yeah, we could say they may have thought we finished as a draw. They're getting back to their place on a Tuesday and be favourites, but we knew that our best chance of beating them was Saturday, and we did that, and their manager was complimentary and was respectful that maybe the best team on the day won.
And you mentioned Langton's goal there very late in the day. I mean, has everyone calmed down after that? Because it's such a high to end the game like that, isn't it?
Yeah, as a manager, you quite like those late goals because you don't have time to get anxious and worry about conceding again. The atmosphere in the change room was, as you can imagine, was very high, and then in the clubhouse after it was. It's just one of the, where the club's moving at the moment. There's a real positive atmosphere at the football club. There's a real togetherness about it on and off the pitch, and this FA Cup run is helping to accelerate that. So I'm really pleased for the club, people like Graham Furnish, the chairman, and obviously the players who have put a lot of effort in over pre-season, and it's nice that we're getting the recognition and the cup run that we deserve.
And that's two NPL Premier Division sides knocked out of the competition at your hands. And I should mention, you know, Murray scored late in the day in the last round, didn't he? So, I mean, I'm imagining you can't help but be doing those Mourinho's down the touchline last minute in the FA Cup.
I try not to get on the pitch, but there's occasions when we do score late that you just can't help yourself.
But that sets up next week. Obviously, I won't get you on next week because I don't want to jinx it for you. But Ashington in the third qualifying round. Just a couple of games away now from the first round proper at Stocksbridge. So, I mean, what's the, without getting too carried away, obviously, because you managers like to take one game at a time and all that, but what's the mood at the club like more generally as we head towards the third qualifying round now?
Yeah, so we've got a free weekend this weekend. So we're going to train tomorrow, and then we've got Ossett United in the league, and it feels quite a while since we've had a league game. So, yeah, I don't want to be cliche, but we have got to start picking up points in the league, not because we've lost a lot of games in there just because we haven't played as many as other teams, so we don't want to be putting any undue pressure on ourselves. But yeah, we've already started to do our research and our analysis on Ashington. Respect to Ashington, they beat Bradford Park Avenue in the last round, beat Ashton United in the round before that, in a replay 3-0. They're a good, as you expect, Northern League side, who have experience, have quality, have a good fan base. So it'll be a tough game, but we're really pleased that we've got a home tie. We've got to be really, really fortunate that we've got another home draw. A team that's comparable to us, so they're step five, but it's comparable. So there's no reason why we can't go and progress again. And we've got to make sure that we perform like we have done in the last two games and give it our best shot. And I'm hoping that the community of Stocksbridge get behind us and those people, other people start to come and watch the football club, and we get a good crowd and we keep increasing our crowds, because ultimately, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to move the club forward, and this FA Cup run will do that.
That's what FA Cup runs do as well, don't they? Like you say, they bring in the more casual observer. And so, you know, you've got that game there. But is it handy having the weekend off the way you have this week, just to prepare for that game and Ossett United midweek?
Yeah, definitely. We've played, and like a lot of teams do, this time we've played relentlessly Saturday, Tuesday, and we were fortunate at the start that we didn't pick up many injuries. And then when we played Ossett United in the FA Trophy, we had five players missing due to injury or overcommitment. So it's good to try and get the players who were injured fit, and then those lads who were away for that game, get them up to match fitness. So yeah, it couldn't have come at a better time, so we've just got to make the most of it this weekend and make sure we apply it on Tuesday and next Saturday.
Because the other thing I have to mention as well, and you've already touched upon it, just the league table. There's plenty of teams who've you know, had decent FA Cup runs, who've, you know, like yourselves, who've only played five games thus far. So once all this is done, whenever that happens, you're going to have a lot of games to catch up with, aren't you? So you've got to prepare for that as a squad, I suppose.
Yes, we have. And we'll be announcing tomorrow a new signing, so that'll add a bit more depth in there. And so we are focusing on the squad, and the players know that, and they've bought into that. But like last season, Pontefract Colliery's had a great run. But then from that, they sort of got dragged into a bit of a relegation battle, and then we're always looking over the shoulder rather than looking up the table. So we want to make sure that this FA Cup run adds confidence and builds momentum for the league rather than have a negative effect and make us play catch-up all season. If you look at the NPL East Division, there's not much points. Stockton, yes, and we only lost to a last-minute goal to them and played really well. But apart from them, the league is very close at the moment. As you'd expect at our level, everybody's beating everybody. So the team that's most consistent will do well this season. So we've got to make sure that we transfer our cup run into league form.
And so obviously, like you touched upon, Ossett United midweek. But while I've got you, Ian, just a plug, local stadium next Saturday, that home game in the FA Cup third qualifying round. Just two games away now from the first round proper. Get yourself down there is the call I'm going to suggest.
It is to everybody. If you're a Wednesday fan, Sheffield United fan, Barnsley fan, if your local team hasn't got a game, if you can get down, please come down and support. It's a great place to watch football. It's a great ground to watch football. You get really good hospitality. And as you can see what we're doing at the moment, you're going to get some excitement on the football pitch as well. So, yeah, please come and watch. And hopefully you come and watch. You'll come and watch again and you'll enjoy what you see.
And remember, dear listener, do not leave the game early. Because Stocksbridge Park Shields yes. have this habit, for some reason, in the FA Cup of scoring late in the day winners.
Stay to the end.
Yeah, stay to the very end. Ian Richards, manager of Stocksbridge Park Shields, big, big congratulations again for that brilliant victory in the FA Cup last weekend. Big good luck next weekend in the third qualifying round, and a big thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Ian Richards there, manager of Stocksbridge Park Steels, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And one last result from the second qualifying round, and you've already had a bit of a sneak peek because you know Manchester United went through to the next round. They did so by beating Whitby Town by 1-0 at the Turnbull Ground, and that sets up that South Shields Manchester United match in the third qualifying round next week. And we'll have a proper preview for next week's matches in the FA Cup on next week's Pitching In NPL show. But just before we leave the show this week, just a reminder, the league has been going on while everyone's been sipping champagne out of their tin-foiled replica FA Cups. The league did take place last Saturday, and we had four results. Firstly, Belper Town 0, Ashton United 4. That saw Ashton United bounce back from that 3-1 defeat to Morpeth, and just continue that good progress that they've made in this opening eight games, James, where they find themselves 2 points from top spot.
Yeah, I mean, Callum Saunders is finding his form pretty much right at the right time for Ashton. I think it was Simo who said that as soon as we get one or two strikes up there, Ashton are going to be one of them sides you don't want to be playing at all, really, when they're on form. So I think Callum Saunders will be sick for the season. And obviously, we're still only eight games into the season, but now we've got form. Could this be the start of our year? Now they've got a scorer on form.
Well, let's judge the mood now at Hurst Cross, and let's welcome back the manager at Ashton United. Here's Michael Clegg. Well, Michael, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations on getting back to winning ways after that 4-0 win at Belper last weekend. How was it?
Yeah, I think we was good. I think it was as kind of as dominant as you can be. I think we limited them to, I think they had two shots on goal, and we probably could have scored a few more. So I think in terms of the display, it was as perfect as could be, really.
And I mentioned getting back to winning ways. I mean, how important was that? Because you've had a really good start to the season when you factor in August as well. I mean, it's been a good start, but you know, it was important, I think, to get back to winning ways.
100%. I think obviously the start we had was really, really tough. You know, Warrington. We had both Warringtons. We've had South Shields, Marsk away, Morpeth away, and I'll be honest, you looked at them first 10 games and you were thinking, oh, that is a tough start as could be, really. So we're really pleased, but I think we're in a lot of the prediction tables. We were like bottom six from most early doors, and we were pretty surprised with that due to the recruitment we'd made. And I think that has actually been a real motivation for the lads.
I was going to say, I mean, when you've got Callum Saunders in your side. I mean, everyone around the NPL show table at the preview show and last month all acknowledged that that's been a bit of a masterstroke from yourself and Ashton United. I mean, how good's he been, and how much of that has helped the start you've had?
I think when you've got someone like Callum up front and a defensive unit like we have, including our goalkeeper, you've always got a chance. And I think if you look at last season, I think there was only three games that we was beaten by more than a goal. So we was always fine margins in our performances last year. And like I said, we just thought if we could tighten up a touch and add a touch more firepower. When we had our best 11 out last year, we went on two really good runs and were really tough to beat with that. And that's why we thought secretly, could we have a good year? I don't think winning the league's ever been on the tip of anyone's tongue, but certainly a real strong, like, top 10, top 8, top 6 finish would be a must, I'd say, for this group.
Obviously, we caught up a few times last season, and last season it was all about, as soon as they get my squad back fully fit, you watch us then. And you did have that rise towards the end of last season, didn't you, where you went on that good run. And you kind of carried that on into this season. So what is your expectations this year on what's possible?
I think I said it on an interview the other week. I think we just think it's a better squad in terms of depth. We think we've got a lot more goals in it, and we think we've got a few more clean sheets in it. So we were saying as games last year was only like, we drew a lot of games, so it was only the odd goal either side of a win. And the games we lost was only by a goal. And I think when you look around, it the teams who done well last year were the teams who just remained consistent in the selection. So that's been a must for us. So we've managed that different this year. You know, we have swapped and changed and we've been a bit inconsistent. But kind of the immediate plan for us was these Saturday, Tuesday games till the end of October from the start of the season. It was a case of, let's, you know, get everyone to buy into, you know, you'll play when needed. There'll be games and squads you don't get in or you don't get minutes. But can we get to the end of October with as many points on the board as possible, a squad still as fit as possible, and a squad what's not had loads of miles in the legs? So that's the short-term plan, and we're on course with that. I think this week will be a deciding factor in where they go, because obviously, got two home games now, Saturday, Tuesday, Marine, Matlock, and then we go away to Atherton Coles. So I think as tough as a week as it looks, we want to pick up points this week as well. So I think come 5 o'clock next Saturday after the Atherton Coles game, I think we could probably have a good look and say, right, this is where we are as a group, and then reassess again, really.
I wasn't going to mention the FA Cup, but is there kind of an advantage now in the fact that some of the teams around you, because there is a cliche, you don't look at a league table till you play 10 games. You will have played 10 games by the time the third qualifying round of the FA Cup next week. And that means that if you take full advantage over those coming weeks, you could be top of the table. And is there an advantage in that, do you feel, getting the games played?
Listen, I think you look at, was it Altrincham a couple of years back? They were like bottom five for so long and had like seven, eight games in hand on some teams. And listen, I think as a manager, I've, you know, last couple of years we've struggled, but before that I've always been at the top end of tables. And I would say there is a factor in it, because it comes draining looking at them tables, and then, you know, games are games you've got to win and your focus lies elsewhere. But listen, we'll just concentrate on ourselves. We're 8 games in. We're definitely not getting carried away. Performances need to be better, because even though we've picked up some results, performances haven't been great. We really need build on last week, and we need to try and go and get 3 points tomorrow off Marine, and that's our immediate focus. But what we can say, like, on the whole as a club, we're in a good place on and off the pitch. We feel we've no injuries. Well, Jack Kenny's out for a couple of weeks, but barring Jack, we've no injuries. We've got lads who are still fresh because they've not been overcooked by loads of minutes. So I would say we're in a good place, but they're all just words, them, and talk's cheap in this league. And if you start looking too far ahead in this league, you get your fingers burnt. So I'll be focusing on Marine for now. Absolutely. And try and get 3 points tomorrow.
And just looking ahead to Marine, two home matches coming up, as you said, against Marine and the midweek game against Matlock. Get yourself down to Hurst Cross if you're an Ashton United persuasion, of course, on Saturday and Tuesday. But, I mean, how much are you looking forward to the next two games and the busy month of October as well, Michael? But just before you go.
I love it. You know, I think 5 of our 8 games have been away from home and we're relatively strong at home. So we're really excited to get back there. I'm really looking forward to picking my wits against Youngie tomorrow, even though we manage in the same league. He is someone I normally lean on for a little bit of advice because for me, he's a fantastic non-league manager. He's been there, seen it, done it. So we've got a decent relationship. So I'll always look forward to that. And it's just going to be a tough game. Listen, every game in our league's tough. If you don't turn up, you get rolled over. It's as simple as that. But for us, it'll be about, you know, just being who we are. We had a good, solid team meeting and training night last night. The lads are in good spirits. So we have no excuses at all going into tomorrow. For us, it's just going to be the team's already picked. The lads who are playing already know. You know, all the little things are sorted. So for us, we're as ready as can be. So win, lose, or draw tomorrow for us, there'll be absolutely no excuses going into the game.
Well, Michael Clegg, manager of Ashton United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your Friday to join us on this week's show. And best of luck in the coming weeks.
Pleasure, Ben.
Michael Clegg there, manager of Ashton United, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Other results from this past week, Craig Elliott is now in charge at Matlock Town and a good win on Saturday, a 4-2 victory over Warrington Rylands. However, Matlock were beaten by Guiseley. Guiseley bouncing back from their FA Cup disappointment from Saturday with a 2-1 victory in West Yorkshire on Tuesday night. So mixed bag for Matlock, but a win, and Matlock do find themselves, they find themselves in seventh on the same number of points as fourth place Mask United. So there we are. Stafford Rangers 1, Radcliffe 0. Stafford Rangers with a good victory there over a team who were in good form heading into that game. And Stafford Rangers getting themselves their first win in four with that win over Radcliffe. So a win for Stafford Rangers on Saturday. There was also a win as well for Nantwich Town, a 2-1 victory for them over Stalybridge Celtic. So for Nantwich Town, that's two wins out of the last three. And it's been announced this past week by Nantwich Town that Richie Sutton, who was in interim charge, will now be joint manager alongside Gary Taylor-Fletcher. And one last result to talk about from this past week, and that features Warrington Rylands. They beat Mask United by 3-0. That's quite a result there with Jody Banham in charge as caretaker manager, James. Not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad at all, especially in fact when you take Mask's form going into that game at the moment. Obviously, home games at the moment, massive flying. But yeah, Rylands, a good 3-0 result.
James, just before we go, big weekend this weekend. It's the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy, plus a whole plethora of league matches taking place. We've not really gone through this weekend's matches. I might as well do that now while I've got time. Ashton United taking on Marine, Bamber Bridge taking on Belper Town, Gainsborough Trinity against Stalybridge Celtic, Hyde hosting Guiseley, Liversidge hosting the Warriors Rylands. It's Manchester United taking on Stafford Rangers, Matlock Town against Lancaster City, Nantwich Town against Whitby Town, Radcliffe against Morpeth Town, South Shields against Atherton Coles, and the big game, Warrington Town against FC United of Manchester, where Ben and James Gordon go head-to-head. Looking forward to it immensely. James, just before we go, social media this weekend, plenty of stuff going on. How can people keep across it all?
Yeah, on Twitter, Northern Prem League, and then on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Official Northern Prem.
Well, James Hayes, big, big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Big thank you to all our guests as well. Loads of managers. Big good luck to everyone in the FA Trophy this weekend. And you'll be hearing from us again very, very soon. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.